Well, things are changing as we speak because we have Prince William and we have Kate Middleton who will be walking down the aisle shortly and getting married. And this is history in the making, and this is our future king and queen, and this is something spectacular. And, you know, I'm just going to keep talking about it over and over again. And I'm so glad, Bev, that you're also excited. Bev Malone, so nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Nikki. So great to be here.
So you're also excited, Bev?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is one of the last left novelties of monarchies and everything that we have left on the planet. Mm-hmm. This is one of the few royal families, whether they have power or not in ruling the country is absolutely irrelevant. They have a monarchy. That's what they have. And we don't have that left in many places in the world anymore. It's history. It's part of, were you there? It's like if I have to say to people 9/11, you know, immediately they know where they were. It was history. And people didn't go, I'd rather play PS2 than watch what's going on there. They watched. It was horrific and tragic. And there was mayhem and disaster, but we watched. And I watched it. That's what people will say. 9/11, I watched it. I sat there glued. Oh, really? To tragedy and destruction and terrorism and that you had to prioritize. But come something magnificent that is historical that you will also be able to say, I watched, I sat there, I was part of that experience and I integrated part of that legacy of planet Earth in the 21st century with one of the last royal weddings that we're ever going to get to see because we're running out of monarchies all over the world and there was a time when kings and queens ruled countries and kingdoms. There was a history about it. So now they're figureheads, but they're still royalty. And whether or not they are human or alien and all the different opinions come along, it's absolutely irrelevant. The point is, these two people are getting married. They are the future king and queen of England. And we are part of a Commonwealth type environment. And to be honest, I was there when in front of the TV at 8 years old when Prince Charles married Lady Diana. And I still have memories of the regal, exquisite display of a wedding that most people will never have any aspect of in their lives, no matter how much they love their partners, no matter how royal they feel, no matter how exquisitely wealthy they are, you will never touch the regalness of a royal wedding. Never. And what an opportunity to just dip into that energy and take some of that on and live your life with a bit more quality and a bit more regalness and perhaps hold yourself up a little higher.
So true and so well put. Hang on, I'm just looking over to Tabu after you said that. Is he rolling his eyes? No, he's not. He's engaging.
He's engaging.
Which means he heard you.
Got you, because Mr. T. I got you. We bring a TV in here. We let you watch. Don't worry.
So we have their birth dates.
Yes, we have.
We have Prince William and we have Kate Middleton. So let us have a look because it's the best way to start the show. By the way, you can start sending through your birth dates. You can SMS us on 37420 or call us on 0861 24 24 36. Bev is in the studio and she's doing profiling. But right now we're just starting off with Prince William, who was born on the 21st of June, 1982. And our Katie Kate, she was born on the 9th of January. We commented that she was a little older, 1982. She's got a little
Prince
toy
William.
Boy.
She does have.
Imagine when he is king.
A toy
she'll
boy
say,
king.
She'll say, come here, my little toy boy. Let me play with you.
I don't imagine that will be the line she'll use.
But, okay,
but she does
not
wish
even
to be known
there.
As Catherine from 2 o'clock
that.
Today onwards. So anyone who wants to call her Katie Kate, you get it in right now because Catherine,
quickly.
It shall forever be.
Now, how
and soon
is that?
To be Her Royal Highness, Princess Catherine.
Yes.
Yes.
But now, how is that? I mean, your whole life people have called you Kate and then you become Catherine. Mm. It's like I'm
And then
I
you
am
turn
Nicole.
Around when someone calls you Kate and you go, oh, nuts. You are Nicole.
I'm Nicole.
Shall
and everyone's
call
called me
Nicole?
Nikki. Well, I don't know if
would
I could relate to that
prince,
other person.
Perhaps we'll call you Nikki.
All right. All right.
Until let's then, wait. Can we just call you just, Nikki?
Let's stick with Nikki, shall
okay.
we?
Okay. Even though you have married a prince.
Indeed. Thanks for that.
But you won't be crowned queen anytime
well,
soon.
I am
of any...
crowned queen every day. On a
I know. I think it's lovely,
level.
But not of any kingdom, shall we say.
You never know what the future holds.
Okay, and delusional as well. Okay. I'll stay on this side of the table. You stay on that one.
You will That's keep our distance. You can see I'm in a royal state of mind. This is what happens to me, babe.
I
lose all sense of reason.
I mean, you're the oracle. I'm not, Nikki. So we know this. So perhaps you could see in your future some regal kingdom that you will reign over.
Have I already shared that with you?
My dear. I heard it on the radio. I'm the oracle Bev Malone cannot be. I thought, yes, thank goodness. That's exactly. I've been trying to say that for how long now? I'm not an oracle. No one will
Bev
listen.
Is not an oracle.
I'm not an oracle.
Okay, so start SMSing 37420. We do already have a few, but let's
look at the royal couple, shall
let's,
we?
Let's first look at our royal couple.
Yes,
let's our beloved.
Look at the royal couple. Mm-hmm. Our beloved future king and queen
Indeed.
Of England.
Indeed.
Okay, so Kate is born on the 9th of January 1982, and a few months later in June was born her future husband. The 21st of June 1982, which means some wonderful things because they share a year energy, and the year energy of that year was a two-year, very much about outreach and beautifying the world and nurturing and caring and sharing and giving away and that kind of thing magnanimously. Mm. So it wasn't going to be small. And for people who are born in that kind of year energy, they all have a huge desire to do that. Most of them will never realize that potential at such a level, but they have that desire. How wonderful for two people who hold that energy to dramatically be able to combine it and go into the world in a way that they can be magnanimous and they can be huge because they have such an unbelievable amount to give and to do, and they don't have to do anything else. Can we just like write that down? They don't have to do anything else. I know that you love what you do, Mr. T. I know you love what you do, but they don't have to do anything else. And you'd be watching.
That is such an amazing concept.
It is.
They don't have to do anything else.
No, can you imagine Prince William saying, goodbye, my darling, and off he goes to his desk job somewhere in some finance company or some, you know, can you imagine that? And Catherine saying, yes, goodbye, sweetheart, and off she goes to, you know, her business, and there's the prince and princess of England at a desk job. Like, that would be, we don't want them to do anything else. We want them to live as royalty. We want them to fulfill the promise of what it would be to be a prince and a princess. We want them to be around the world doing what Lady Di was doing and having such exquisite outreach and helping people and using their position for the benefit of mankind. Now, these two particular people born in those years dramatically come together to hold that forum with an absolute flair of their own. They are going to leave a mark on this royal family. They may be the first couple to hold it together in such a way with such regal beauty that they actually lay the path potentially for their children to do the same. But certainly we don't have much show in the last 100 years or so of the royal family's couples, younger couples, the Prince Charles and Andrew and whatnot. We don't have much show of them holding that. Do we? We don't really have that.
No.
So they have that energetically in their numbers, etc. They definitely have that beautiful drama about them, that fairy tale story, that absolute ability to hold the fort. And I've watched her in different documentaries in the last couple of weeks and seen her. This woman was born regal. That's the truth. If you really look at Kate to be Catherine Middleton, not to be any more future princess and then Queen of England, we can see without question the way she carries herself, the way she walks. She hasn't had to really shed any kind of, you know, smut or like garbage energy to get to that position. She was born regal and he just saw that. He recognized royalty in her, is what I'm saying. So she comes with a huge desire to be followed in the world. That's one of her big inner dreams, is to be followed, to lead the way, to do things significantly. It's a huge desire for her. She's outspoken. She's intelligent. She has her very own style about her. She was never going to be ordinary. Never. And I'm certain if we interviewed her parents, they would say, no, she was never ordinary. We always just try to keep up and give Kate whatever she needed because she was just not like the other girls. You know, they all played with princesses and she dressed up as one. So, you know, maybe she was prophetic. She is very insightful. She is almost intuitively blessed in that way, to have that kind of inner ability to see things and to sense things, etc. And hopefully she's learned to trust that and will go with that, because that will realize much more of her potentials. For people who have an innate ability to sense things and see things and have an intuitive capacity. When they don't trust it, those are the people who are seen as naive. What do you mean you got into a relationship with that one? What do you mean you went into business with that one? Didn't you see this? Didn't you see? I did, but then I just thought it wasn't reasonable and I tried to reason with it and et cetera, et cetera. Mm. But when people see it, feel it, and live it, they are seen as remarkable, aren't they? But that is how people realize their greatest potential, is in overcoming those beautiful, sweet naiveties of trusting people they don't feel are trustworthy, and actually realize the potential of saying it's okay not to trust because it doesn't feel right. Not everybody on planet Earth is trustworthy, unfortunately.
Mm.
And so I feel it's not right. I'm going to go with that. And rather have regret that I didn't go with something that may or may not have worked, but be able to also celebrate seeing the history play out of that person where they disappoint others and I didn't get into that. So for her, that is definitely part of realizing her greater potential. She's not fantastic at taking direction from elders, from olders, etc.
Oh, that'll stand her in good stead.
It certainly will, especially if she becomes queen. I mean, we do have in the last 100 years an exquisite show of royalty in our queen.
Oh, yes.
She's absolutely spectacular. The Queen Mother as well.
Mm-hmm,
the two of them, the men have not shown phenomenal grace just yet, but we're hoping in Prince William that we will find that. But certainly the women have shown exquisite grace, and she took on a role as the Queen when she was very young and not prepared for it, well, certainly trained for it, but not wanting it at that time. Mm. But she took it on with grace and dignity, and she has carried that role for decades without a hint or a flaw of not holding that role as a queen should hold it. And compromised on many levels her own life and what's important for her on many levels. So what an exquisite show they have to live up to. Not an easy woman necessarily. We all might have seen Helen Mirren in The Queen, who I think did an outstanding job of emanating what comes from that house. So that they certainly have a path to walk behind that is regal as far as the Queen goes. Mm-hmm. And Prince William is beautifully positioned to do that. He has a solid nature. He is reliable. He is absolutely in his power as a man standing firm. He is dependable. He's committed. Where he commits, he is loyal, and you cannot fault him on that. He won't stop. He is also, very similarly to Kate, he has an intuitive ability, especially in relationships he's close with. He has an intuitive and insightful ability. Where it comes to things that he believes in, there's very little that will stand in his way. He's the perfect activist for whatever it is he believes in, which is so lovely to see that innate nature is there coming from his mother's side.
Mm.
It's absolutely exquisite.
Mm. And his father's side.
Let's
give old Prince Charles.
Dump Charles in the dog box.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He's done lots of wonderful things.
He absolutely has. And he's also
It's a very good balance. Prince Charles and Di, I think two wonderful parents.
Yes, I think in their own ways, very different and very supportive and very encouraging of his ability to realize his potential. Mm. Absolutely.
Mm.
And certainly I must say that I am happy for Charles in my own way.
I know.
I'm happy that he got to be the woman he loved, who he forfeited to marry someone who could be queen. I really, and could stand by him as the future king.
Absolutely.
I really am happy he got to realize that, which is a lot of courage.
Mm.
It takes a lot of courage to marry out of your line for anybody, doesn't it? No matter what position you come from. So in William, we also have somebody who has a natural, compassionate, generous spirit, naturally, but in a very specific focus. It's so interesting. It's not just all over the place. It's not disparate. There is a specific focus about where he feels his compassion and generosity should lie, and it's mostly in a social context. And so it's going to be very much in the outreach of helping those who can't help themselves.
Which is what we need. Which
exactly.
Is, you know.
So as two potential proponents of magnanimous philanthropy and of being out there in the world and holding that forum and doing it with grace and style, they are beautifully positioned to do so.
Mm,
and they're not going to be rocked by the opinions of others or the insecurities of others or anything like that. This is a couple who I believe, with the potential they have and with the structure that they have in their relationship. They have such a solid, committed relationship. We'll hopefully realize their potential, and we will see some beautiful work coming from them and a beautiful path that they'll create as they walk along it.
Well, let's hope they use their potential.
I think
But
they
you can see
are,
it. Yeah, you can see
they?
It. You can
and
see
I can
it.
Tell
it's
you
there.
One other thing. You know, they said Prince William gave Kate over a month to really just think about it before anyone got to hear about it. Just really take in what role you will have in life and what role you won't. You won't have the role of the worker bee. You won't have the role of the mother with children with no help. I mean, you'll have more help than most people can imagine, right? You won't have this, you won't have that, but you'll also have these responsibilities and these obligations, and this is going to be your life. And I really, as much as I care for you, I don't want to put you in a position where you're unaware of that. Think about it before you accept my proposal, which I thought was so exceptional. Looking at his birthday and who he is so solid. He is so secure within himself and who he's about and what he is. And he's had to develop that. Mm-hmm. That would have been work he's had to do. And that he's done it and that he has that grace to be able to say to someone, I'm not trying to manipulate you. I'm not trying to control you. I'm not trying to trap you. I'm committed, but I want you to feel equally as committed so that there's no going back and we know where we stand together. So take your time. This is everything and take your time. And it's so there. The base of his whole nature is just so solid and reliable. This is a person you can shake repeatedly and he will remain solid.
Oh, babe.
So what an exquisite partner to go through life with for her, and vice versa. So I wish them all the very best.
Oh, as do we all. 101.9 Chai FM, Bev Malone profiling. SMS us 37420. Just done the profile of Prince William and Kate Middleton. And what an extraordinary couple they are. 101.9 Chai FM. 5 minutes to 10 o'clock. If you've just joined us, good morning. Good morning. Nikki Seberini with you on a fabulous Friday. I have Bev Malone in the studio. We have one profile that we'll be able to fit in, and that is the 11th of October, 1949.
11th of October, 1949. Right. So we're going to look at this person, as I always do, from a perspective of self-esteem and how they're living in the world with self-esteem. And if we look at this person, I'm hoping that they've realized the potential they have, because this is someone who wanted to be a massive success with huge sensitivities, needs for affirmation, fears of rejection. And if you don't overcome those dependencies, then it is very difficult to realize your full potential. In fact, I'd say it's almost impossible. If you have the need for people to affirm you before you'll do something or do it again, if you have the need for people not to reject you before you'll put yourself out there or try anything new, then it is an incredibly limiting way to go through the world. But if we are willing to be rejected regardless of what people say, we're still determined to do it, then we have an unbelievable opportunity to dip into our potential and realize it. Most people will have an opinion of you. It will sometimes be positive, most often not be, and often be indifferent. But it will sometimes be positive. Now, if we're going to rely on the sometimes positive feedback of people occasionally affirming us and not rejecting us or judging us or criticizing us, because most people do not come from a place of love and concern when they look at you. They come from a place of criticism, judgment, feelings of their own inadequacy and insecurity, and judge you because they'd be uncomfortable doing that. Oh my goodness, I'd be so embarrassed. Well, who cares what you would be? What's that got to do with you? That's that person's dream, their courage, their opportunity, and quit judging it so much based on your glitchy reflection of an insecure person with huge inadequacies. And why not look at the person and go, wow, perhaps I don't feel ready for that kind of move, but what courage. I salute that courage. I salute that. So this is somebody who has a very specific idea about how things should be and can be quite inflexible and rigid about it. So there would have been a need for this person to realize the full potential. And I mean, this is still a young person. There's plenty of time to do so. I'm the first one to say, at the tender age of 61, you are way from over. Way from over. So begin again. You know, if you haven't looked at those things, then begin again. If you have, well, then you should be closer and closer to realizing the opportunity to have a significant opinion, to have that is respected and followed, to be able to be the success that you dreamed of being and have the following that you wanted to have, and that you would have overcome the feelings of inadequacy or sensitivities and that very quick hurt that comes with being rejected, judged, or having an opinion about you. And so I'm hoping for this person that that's what they've done. Certainly you can see in, I don't know if you watch American Idol, whatever.
I haven't watched much of it.
I've never watched it. And okay. I only recently have seen one or two bits of the episodes in the preamble to it, where they go to each city in America. Happened to be watching some yesterday, and I find the unnecessary cruelty of Simon Cowell over the top. I will be honest, I don't think there's any need to ever say more than that's not the sound we're looking for. I just don't see it. That's not the sound we're looking for. I'm not certain a career will work for you, but if you that's your passion, you want to keep trying, you know, I wish you all the best. I don't see any reason to ever say more than that. The unnecessary cruelty and the karma he must be creating by doing so in the way he's doing it. I don't know if money can buy you out of that karma. He certainly has enough of that, but good luck trying to buy yourself out of it, because that courage it must take to go in front of somebody like him and his panel, who are often so, you know, the Jewish term for pariv, you know, just seems the perfect term for it. They're just so not here, not there. They're mostly gentle. In fact, the lady sitting next to him kept saying every time she dissed someone, she said, "I'm sorry, but I have to give you a no." And he's saying, "That's a no. I can't believe I sat through this. My nightmares look like this." And I was like, oh my goodness, the karma you must be creating. I don't think it's necessary. But the courage it takes to take your passion and to try and live it and face that rejection and face the lack of affirmation and face the opportunities it takes to put yourself out there so vulnerably without backup music to make you look good, without backup singers to help enhance you, just you and your voice and your presence. What courage. I salute them. I watched every one of them and I thought, whether they were horrific or not horrific, what unbelievable courage to believe in yourself and have a dream and put it out there in front of people who may or may not have the right opinion. Because how many times in life have we seen things that have become worldwide useful inventions that the patents office 50 years ago said, this will never have a value, this won't work, this is nonsense, etc. Now, the stories of Gone with the Wind is that she was refused. Margaret Blackmore, what's her name? I think it was Margaret Mitchell, isn't it? She wrote Gone with the Wind. Yes, I think that was her name. She was refused apparently by over 15 publishers who said the plot's too long, it's too convoluted. It said it's a classic because somebody looks at it with a different eye. And I'm certain all the people who rejected the first Harry Potter
they
script.
They did, absolutely. You know how many times she smashed their heads
on the table. Let's have the J.K. Rowling salute, boom, there they go, their head smashed on the table. Right. You know, who was the genius young pre-publisher who, like, dumped that, you know?
You know, I think that the important message is here, because you're saying, you know, this is a 6-year-old young person, is that it's never too late.
Never.
And it's never too late to make changes.
Absolutely. Never too young or too old to start improving on yourself and to start doing the work. Never. I've had people sit in front of me and be profiled at 85 and say to me, yes, but, you know, do you think I can still do anything? I'm like, are you still breathing oxygen? Then you can still work. That's it. There's no way
around
it.
And everything that happened to this point led you to this point.
Exactly.
To make a change now. It doesn't matter what's happened in the past.
Why can't we work on ourselves if we're willing to work on our health? So at 85, if you develop a heart condition, you're just going to say, oh, you know, I've had this heart working up till now. Now it's not working. Well, I'm not going to treat it. I'm not going to do anything. It's too late.
It's a great way of looking at it.
Yeah, so it's too late. I'm not going to work on my heart. I won't work on my blood pressure. I won't work on my cholesterol. I've started getting headaches. I won't check them out because I'm 85 and it's too late. I'm sorry. How come then you're still breathing oxygen? You go running off and say, save me, fix me. What's the problem? How can I change this? Well, if you're willing to change on an internal level, you should be willing to change on an internal level. The work can be done.
Absolutely.
Personal choice. It just takes more effort and more work because you have to do the work, whereas you hand over to a doctor who will do the work.
Yeah. And it is a lot of work.
Change is a lot of work.
Working on it all the time.
And being able to self-reflect and be comfortable with the fact that you're not actually as nice in the world as you believed you were. Your version of perfect may not be as close to unflawed as you believed previously.
Nicely put. So for 11 October 1949, hope that brought a little bit of insight. Bev, we've run out of time.
As
you know,
always.
Time marches on, as does the royal wedding.
Exactly.
I wonder what they're doing right now. What's going through Kate Middleton's mind? Oh, no.
Get my hair right.
I'm having a bad hair day. Listen, Beth, thank
you. I hope that's not going through her mind. But she has 5 hairdressers following her throughout
and
the day.
And the outfits and that. Exactly. I have no. I just want to see her looking gorgeous.
She's
with a smile on her
exquisite.
Face. I can't wait.
Excellent.
Beth,
enjoy.
Lovely to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend.
And you too.
Same time next Friday.
Look forward to it.
So do we.
Take care.